Hello, welcome to Line of Judah Online. My name's Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with again is Divine Healing Part 2. And the topic we're discussing today within the main subject is called God's Will in the Old Testament. It is important to see throughout the Bible that it is God's will for healing for his man. In the very beginning, when God made Adam and Eve on the earth, there was no sickness, no disease, no sin in the earth. So man was intended by God to live forever, both spiritually and physically. God's will can be found in his word in the Old Testament. We go to Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. And he tested them and said, "If you diligently listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all of his statutes, I will put none of these diseases on you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord God who heals you." In this scripture we see where God permits diseases to come upon us but does not put them on. Satan is the one who puts the diseases on people. We see in the Bible also in the very beginning that there is a direct connection between sin and death. The Bible says, as sin came into the earth, death followed sin. So sin was the doorway for death to come into the earth and with sickness and disease. When we look at a situation with a sickness carried to its fullness will produce death. There is a direct relationship between sin and death and sicknesses also in the earth. What's interesting here is the last sentence in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, where God says, "For I am the Lord that heals you." Please keep this in mind as we go through the scriptures in the following topics. Exodus chapter 23, verses 25 to 26. "So you shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and water, and I will take away sickness from the middle of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days." What's interesting here is when you read the last part of verse 25, it says, "And I will take away sickness from the middle of you." It is God's will to heal you. No matter what anyone says, it is God's will for you to heal you, even in the Old Testament. Here is the will of God. Psalm chapter 91. A word of protection, verse 16, "With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." We see in this scripture quite clearly God is saying, "I want to give you long life and I want to show you my salvation." What a lot of people don't understand is healing is part of your salvation package. Just as much as you going to heaven, being born again, healing and prosperity are promises of God which are part of your package of salvation. Psalm 103, verses 3 to 4, "Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction and crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies." Here we see in verse 3 particularly, going on to verse 4, it says, "Who heals all your diseases," not some of your diseases, but all of your diseases, "and redeems your life from destruction." How does he do that? By his word, in the name of Jesus. What I would like to point out just here is you can't go to the same God for healing if you think he has made you sick. Religion and tradition will teach you that God has allowed you to get sick, or he's made you get sick so he can get the glory from your healing or your suffering. Let us go now to Psalm 105, verse 37, and we're dealing with the people coming out of the bondage of Egypt by the Egyptians. Verse 37, "He brought them forth also with silver and gold." You see prosperity there, don't you? "With silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes." Isn't that amazing? With so many people coming out of bondage of Egypt, over 400 years, there must have been millions of people that came out of Egypt led by Moses. But the Bible tells me, the word of God tells me, the truth tells me that there was not one feeble person among them. Under normal circumstances, you would see that the people coming out of Egypt over 430 years of bondage, they would have sick people, they would have damaged people within them. But God delivered them supernaturally, all in good health. Psalm 107, verses 19 to 20. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saves them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their distresses or destructions. We see quite clearly here in these scriptures that God saves us out of our distresses. It says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them. It is God's will for us to walk in divine health all the time. God will help us when we have a problem. He'll save us and deliver us out of those distresses. He'll send his word and he'll heal us. Psalm 145, verses 8 to 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. And the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. We see in these scriptures, verses 8 and 9, that he's slow to anger, he's of great mercy, and the Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Quite clearly here we see God is a good God, and he wants to heal. Now you know why you can receive your healing, for it is his will, for he's good to all. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. For I will restore health unto you, and I will heal you of your wounds, saith the Lord. Here we see another promise of God in the Old Testament, where God says, I will restore health unto you, and I'll heal you of wounds. Even wounds that you've got in the past, you can go to God and ask God to heal you of those wounds. You may have received those wounds in an accident or in other areas of life, but God heals wounds of the past, not just the present, but the past as well. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6a, my people are destroyed through lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. Because people don't know the word of God and they're strangers from the promises of God, they don't know what belongs to them. They are destroyed through lack of knowledge or lack of understanding or not knowing what belongs to them. God wants us, or the believer, to know the promises of God, to believe the promises of God, and to function in the promises of God by faith through Jesus Christ. It is his will for the people on the earth, whether you're a believer or a non-believer, it is God's divine will for divine healing in every person when possible. We see in these scriptures that I've read today that it is God's will in the Old Testament for healing for people, and particularly his people. It is important to understand that God wants the people well, healed, and delivered. I hope you've enjoyed today's teaching. God bless you, and until next time.